This week, the World Corrections and Prison Conference took place in Adelaide, discussing the digital divide in prisons. Advocates are saying South Australian prisoners are deprived of adequate digital services, including telehealth and computers, which is impacting on their community engagement. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan asked coordinator from Justice Action Brett Collins what topics the conference discussed.
The conference is, in fact, for the peak, it's happening for the peak body, the world body. It's called the World Corrections and Prisons Conference, and it's been taken down to South Australia to present particularly the issue of digital technology in prisons. It's quite surprising in a lot of ways because, in fact, South Australia has very poor digital technology, so there are a few other reasons that it's been taken down here. It certainly isn't because of any particular sophistication in South Australia.
You were mentioning that, you know, prisons in South Australia are digitally poor. Could you please expand a little bit on that?
Look, we've done some research in South Australia because South Australia, we discovered, has been behind other jurisdictions in a number of other areas. So we look carefully at, in fact, what is being available for prisoners. And in fact, no South Australian prisoner has access to a computer in their cell, no one. And we looked at it in detail, and most prisoners, in fact, only have access in the library and for a short time, between 1 and 8 hours a week. Right, so this is very restricted. It means that people in prison aren't able to make use of their time to prepare themselves for release or to gain education or to learn skills that prevent them from going back to jail because most people are sitting inside their cells up to 16 or 18 hours a day, and the rest of the time they sit outside talking to people. The useful time would be in their cells, access to a computer, and that's not happening in South Australia.
Now, could you please explain a little bit more about recidivism and how technology can help to reduce it?
Look, recidivism is a really complex matter. So it's what we're effectively talking about is people who are convicted of an offence, go back to prison, and they're held there for a period, and then when they're released, aren't able to survive outside. They go return to prison within a short period. So the physical, like the actual statistics are quite remarkable. Around half of people who are released from prison return within 2 years. And that's an amazing figure when you realise how much money is being spent on every prisoner. Every prisoner, in fact, costs about $120,000 a year to hold in jail. So, you know, if they aren't able to prepare people for release properly and ensure they have more skills, can deal with the problems they had before they went to jail, if they aren't able to do that, they've actually failed the community. So that's what is happening. And the opportunity for using time properly, and in fact not frustrating prisoners, but actually giving them a chance to develop, to interact with people properly, other people properly, to interact with their families, all those things could be learned as long as the services are being provided to them in their cells where they spend most of their time. And without a computer in their cell, they can't do it. And that's the situation in many states and territories, but not in New South Wales. That's one state where the digital divide no longer happens.
So apart from technology, what other tasks can help prisoners to become rehabilitated? You know, like community engagement. What other things apart from technology?
Well, look, technology offers many opportunities. I mean, if a person is charged with an offence, for example, it's absolutely essential that the person knows what the law is, knows what the evidence is against them. So to defend themselves is a legal right, and to not have access to that information is a breakdown in the system. And then to have access to, like, telehealth, for example, to be able to be properly diagnosed, to talk to your own doctor. And all those things are really basic, and they are available through computers and cells and the counselling that follows from that. I mean, look, the interesting thing is that it's only when people start to really focus, in fact, focus when COVID struck in the jails 2 years or so ago, then there became an obligation to ensure there were some sorts of contacts between prisoners and their families. And that's when video calls came in, and that's when suddenly the administrators realised that having a computer and having a tablet and having a chance to safely interact with families was possible.
Now, with this conference happening in Adelaide, what are the outcomes you would expect from prisons in South Australia and probably across the country?
We've just come back from Kenya, in fact. In Kenya, there was a special conference run by an organisation called CURE, which has links back to Washington, D.C., and has access to the United Nations as a consultative organisation. And then during that conference, a five-day conference in Kenya, it was decided that there should be an international instrument created, which became the Nairobi Declaration for detainee telecommunications rights, which is a very significant statement. I'm saying, in fact, that every person in detention has a human right to communicate with each other, with other people, has a right to express themselves, a right to receive information, which we then brought into this international conference in Adelaide.
That was Justice Action Coordinator Brett Collins speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.